Morning, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Glad to have you with us this morning on Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. In a few minutes, a conversation about new editions of some books by H.L. Mencken, which includes some material that Mencken didn't want published until decades after his death. But now, our theater critic J. Wynn Russick has her first review of the new theater season. She's been to the Everyman Theater to see a production that brings backstage to onstage. It's called The Understudy.
Everyman Theater has launched the Baltimore theater season with a bang. A gunshot, actually. That's the first sound the audience hears in Teresa Riebeck's comedy, The Understudy. Seconds later, actor Clinton Brandhagen comes tearing out, brandishing the gun at the audience. It's not real, he reassures us. It's a prop gun. And he's an actor playing an actor. More specifically, he's playing an understudy. He's just been hired and just arrived at the theater to rehearse. Teresa Riebeck created the recent NBC TV series Smash, which was also a behind-the-scenes look at show business. Smash chronicled the making of a fictitious Broadway musical about Marilyn Monroe. The understudy's focus is more highbrow, a fictitious Broadway play, an undiscovered masterpiece by Franz Kafka. The cast of this masterpiece consists of a pair of Hollywood movie stars whose careers are based on big-budget action pictures. It would be an understatement to say that the understudy doesn't have much respect for either of these above-the-title celebrities. His bitterness is exacerbated by the fact that he auditioned for their latest movie.
Well, you know, I didn't get the part, which is fine. I truly have better things to do with my life. It's not like... But the fact is, the hilarious fact is, he starred in that movie.
So there's friction even before Brandhagen's resentful character meets the actor he's understudying. And, in a subplot reminiscent of an episode from Kafka's own life, there's also a thwarted love story involving the understudy and the stage manager conducting this rehearsal, played by an appropriately huffy Beth Hylton. The rehearsal shows us snippets from Kafka's play, whose title we never learn. Many of the laughs come from the ineptitude of an unseen tech who keeps mixing up lighting cues, playing the wrong music, and sending in the wrong scenery. The scenery itself is comic. Daniel Ettinger has designed wildly expressionistic sets, complete with forced perspective for the scenes from Kafka's play, all within a beautifully detailed Broadway-style proscenium arch. The play within the play is rife with references to Kafka's best-known works, especially his novels The Trial and The Castle. Kafka didn't write any plays, at least none that are known. But the real fun is the way Riebeck's plots and themes reflect Kafka's. Lack of control, bureaucracy, existential crises, anonymity, the imbalance of power. After all, what is an understudy if not a powerless, anonymous cog in a showbiz wheel? And, as he's reminded by the star he's understudying, knowingly played by Danny Gavigan, the understudy is a cog no one will ever see.
Why are you doing this, man? You're a real actor. You know Roxanne is right. There's like no chance you'll go on. You know that, don't you?
I might go on.
Dude, you might go on and the entire audience might ask for their money back.
Well, there might be a few people out there who are here to see a first-rate production of Kafka on Broadway.
Yeah, no one cares about those people.
Director Joseph W. Rich makes dexterous use of the full theater, with cast members dashing up and down the aisles as if they were in a big Broadway barn. And he lets respect build slowly and convincingly between understudy and star. Ironically, like many regional theaters its size and even larger, Everyman doesn't have a big enough budget to hire understudies. It does, of course, have an immense love for playmaking, and that love comes beaming across the footlights. The understudy is no sugary Valentine to show business. Teresa Riebeck's viewpoint is far too caustic. But, as Everyman's polished production proves, this is satire stemming from affection. What could be a happier way to usher in a new theater season than a play about the theater?
I'm the speaker.
The Understudy is at Baltimore's Everyman Theater until September 28th. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning for all the details. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick will be back with us on Friday. We'll talk about Once, the new show at the Hippodrome Theater, and Judy will give us a heads up about the most highly anticipated theater productions coming down the pike as the 2014-15 performance season gets underway. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall.
But someday you have-